The Beis Yisrael, one of the Ger Rebbes in the Ger dynasty, asked his father, the Imre Emes, who was the son of the Sfas Emes, who was the son of the Chidush Arim. I believe that's the genealogy in terms of Ger. So he asked his father the following question. Chazal opened up in this week's parsha. The Torah opens up in this week's parsha with the initial din in Parshas Mishpatim of Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri that sold into slavery because he was a ganif, because he stole, and in order to repay for his sin and to pay back the owner, he sold into slavery because he doesn't have the cash to pay it back.
Wow.
That's a chizuk. No, it's a chizuk. Let's start again. So he sold into slavery. Great to see you, Ben.
Good to see everybody.
He sold into slavery because he doesn't have money to pay back. And then the Torah goes on and says what happens after the 6 years, after he finishes his time, he did his time, and he has the ability to go free. So then he turns to his Adon and he says, Ahavti es Adoni, I like my master. I like it here. Things are going well. I'd like to stay. So then the Torah says he has to go through the process at the doorpost. At the door, he has to pierce his ear against the, by the mezuzah, by the door on the mezuzah, standing up straight. The Gemara says everything has to be standing. You have to go over to the opening of the doorway and pierce his ear. Now, there's a lot to talk about just in terms of that. I think we've spoken about it in years past. Why is he getting the piercing of the ear now, post facto? The Torah tells us, Chazal Rashi quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, Mirtz Hashem, next year. We'll learn it, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Tav Chafala from the days. The reason you specifically pierce his ear, Ozen zu asher shamal ar Sinai. Ma shamal ar Sinai. Ozen zu asher shamal ar Sinai. What's that next word of the Gemara? Lo signal. And he went and was when it was gonev. And now Ozen zu, and this ear what hears that he is my servant, and now he's kana odin adon la'atzmo. So Chazal tell us that now he gets a piercing of the ear because he didn't listen to Lo Signo. So the Beis Yisrael asked the question to the Imre Emes, right? Ozen Zhu Ar Shoshama Ar Sinai Lo Signo, right? What's Lo Signo?
It's kidnapping.
Zokta Ezra Stern, the same kasha the Beis Yisrael asked the Imre Emes. That has no sheiches. Chazal tell us, the Rashi in last week's Parsha, on his commentary on the Aseres HaDibros, Lo Signov, don't be fooled that it's talking about Lo Signov as stealing money. As a guy who's a banker, you know, or who cheats on his IRS, or is cheating in terms of money. No, that's not what the Aseres HaDibros is. The Aseres HaDibros is dealing with something much more severe. It's dealing with things that deserve Misa. Things that are going to Nefashos. Ask the Beis Yisrael, that has no relevance. Bam kasha. Fascinating kasha. I'd like to address this kasha of the Beis Yisrael to the Imre Emes by learning a piece of Avni Nezer quoted in his son Sefer, the Shemesh Shmuel, from a different Hasidic dynasty, the dynasty of Sachachov. The Avni Nezer, what? You're a Sachachov, related to the Borensteins?
Yeah.
Wow. That's not Stam. You have to tell me that on the first day of Shir. That is not Stam. Avni Nezer, one of the tremendous Geoinim, both in the world of Halacha and Lomdis, and in the world of Machshava, compiled all together in his Chuvas Avni Nezer, and the Shemesh Shmuel often quotes his father in his commentary on the Parsha. So this piece is Shemesh Shmuel in Parshas Mishpatim, Rami's El Tzede. Wow, this is not Stam. Medrash Rabbah starts off in this week's parasha talking about Kisikna Eved Ivri, talking about the idea of buying a Jewish slave. There are two types of slaves. There's an Eved Knaini, a non-Jewish slave who goes into slavery and works for a Jewish master. And then there's an Eved Ivri, someone who's already Jewish and has to go into slavery because he doesn't have the money to pay back his monetary obligation. Abnezer in another piece, it's not here. Abnezer in another piece asks the following question. Why do we call him an Eved Ivri? Whenever we refer to a Yid in the Torah, we usually say Yisrael. Okay, Avraham was called Avraham HaIvri. So why suddenly in the Parsha of Avadim, in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, suddenly we go back to that, the Hebrew, you know, for like the Ten Commandments, the Ivri, the Hebrew. Why are we suddenly talking about Eved Yisraeli? A Yid, a Jew. Why are you calling him an Eved Ivri? That's question number one. Question number two is it's really not accurate. Ki sikne Eved Ivri. It should really be ki sikne. Who are you buying? You're buying a Jew that's going to become an Eved. So it should really be, it's more accurate to say ki sikne Ivri. When you buy a Jew who now is going to become an Eved, it's almost as if the Pasuk is saying the person that you're buying was already in the status of an Eved. Kisikne Eved Ivri. He's only becoming an Eved Ivri al yedei my kinyan. He doesn't have that status yet. So why are we called Kisikne Ivri Shia Eved? So the Abnezer is commenting on the Medrash at the beginning of this week's Parsha that connects Atamotzim Mishpatim Hari Yesh Binyan Zel if Yisha Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzei Sicha Meretz Yitzrayim Mibes Avodim Mahu Omer Al Eved Ivri Kisikna Eved Ivri. There is a connection between last week's Parsha of the Aseres Adibros that started off with the first dibra of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. I am your God that you should believe in me, that I am going to be your God and that took you out of Mitzrayim. That is connected to Kisikne Eved Ivri. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishem Shebarasi Yisa Oilam L'shisha Yomim Minosati B'shvi. Just like I am the creator of this world and I created the world in 6 days, and then there was the seventh day of Shabbos. So goes on the Medrash and connects that also to Eved Ivri. Kach yaseim chasheshonim v'yetzei b'ven chorin. So too, this slave should be under your subjugation for 6 years. You should be the Adon for 6 years. And then v'yatza ben chayrin, then he will go out free. What in the world is this Medrash talking about? Shaychus between the Rabbeinu Shalom being our God and working as a slave for 6 years by an adon. One's the beginning of Mishpatim, financial matters, not being able to pay back a Geneva. One's talking about belief and Munas Hashem. What in the world is these apples and oranges that the Medrash in the beginning of this week's Parsha is connected? And this is part of what the Abnezer is bothered in the second paragraph. L'chora aloshon megumu mo'od. Gam be'ikar adover shenira shetola inyan evred ivri bedibra anochi. What are these things connect at all? Shevshidus mashpam mishum shotzim beis avodim nasu avodim. Ain't no move on. What do these things have to do with anything? And also, if you want to say and argue that, oh, because I took you out of slavery, so now you're my avodim. So there are more explicit psukim that say that. Ki avodayim, the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. That's what the Medrash should be going on. Asher otzisim to merit to try him. Why specifically choose the pasuk of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? If you want to drive the point that, oh, you're really supposed to be my slave and not anyone else's slave, so then quote the pasuk in Vayikra and Parshas Bahar. Ki avodayim asher etosim eretz Yisrael. There are better psukim to drive that point. So that can't be what the pasuk is trying to derive, the Medrash is trying to derive. So why? What is the linkage between Eved Ivri and Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? And what is the linkage between Sheshes Yimei Bereshis and Shabbos and Sheish Hashanim, the 6 years that an Eved Ivri has to work for his other? Rabbos, I skip to the third paragraph. Minira dihine batam yitzias eved ivri b'sheish. Listen to this, Rabbos. Listen to the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer, higid avi moiri admor, the Avnei Nezer says, Mishum da nekuda apnimis shabi Yisrael ein ba inyan shibud. V'chol ha-shibud hu b'chalkeh ha-chitzonis. V'al korchuch sheish shanam yavur kemis bar shishak tzavos shemis yaches l'chitzonis. Rabbosai, listen to what the Avnei Nezer came up with. And we'll see this in the next paragraph, but I'm going to say it outside right now. There's a contradiction between Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. If I'd ask you, how many years does a person have to work as a slave to pay back his master? So the Torah says, in this week's parsha, the Torah explains, Sheishanim Tavod, right? I think it's the second or third pasuk in the parsha, Uba Shviis Yetzei. So if you ask me which number is the day, is the year that I go free, the number that comes to mind is what? Seven. If one learns Maseches Kiddushin, and one goes through the first parak of Kiddushin, and learns all the sugyas of Avodim and Eved Ivri from Daf Tesvov and on, you'll always see Chazal talking as follows. Chazal want a darshan. They want to know, what year does the Amma of Ria go out? What year does the Eved Ivri go out? What Eved Kanani? They're comparing, contrasting. And the Gemara phrases it as follows. Constantly the Chazal say, what year does he go out? Is he Yotzei B'Sheish or is he not Yotzei B'Sheish? Does he go out in his sixth year or does he not go out in his sixth year? Rabbosai, ask the Avnei Nezer. There's a blatant contradiction from the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebichsav depicts the freedom year being on which year? On the seventh year, Bashvi'i. That's the Torah in this week's parsha. Yet when the Gemara is handling and the Gemara is going back and forth and discussing which year do you go free, it presents it as Yitziah B'Sheish. So which one is it? Is it in the sixth year? Do we consider it the sixth year? Or do we consider it the seventh year? Comes along the Avnei Nezer and he says the following. You need to understand this world, the world that we live in, the reality that we live in, and where Avdus connects to that reality. Comes along the Avnei Nezer and he says, every person has their physical makeup, has their physical dimensions of their body, of their reality, and then a Yid, a Jew, has a pnimius, has an internal makeup, has a nefesh and a neshama. Comes along the Avnei Nezer and says, physicality lends itself to avdus. Being drawn and subjugated and governed by other things of the physical world, you can mamish become an eved to those things. Whether it's television, whether it's actually working for someone for money, whether it's falling into those desires. Avdus in general is found in the world, says the Avnei Nezer, of chitzonius, of physicality. And he says that that now makes sense in the fact that the number of years that an Eved has to work in the actual laws of Avdus in Parshas Mishpatim is 6 years. Because, watch this guys, never showed you this. It's 10th grade, I used to do this all the time. Okay, for me this is an accomplishment. How many sides are there to this physical block in the world, in this reality?
Six.
So, the Avnei Nezer, there are six tzavos, six surfaces for physicality and for the chitzonos and for the external makeup of an object in this world in reality. And then there is the pnimius, the seven. Comes along the Avnei Nezer and he explains, an Eved has to work for 6 years because that is what's related to the physical chitzonius of the world, the physicality of the world, the six tzavos. That's why he has to work for 6 years. In order so that he now doesn't fall to the sins that he did, fall to where he got to, and he has to break himself down to get out of that reality, to allow his pnimius, his inner makeup, his core, that's really good, and now can overcome the chitzonios. So now he has to subjugate himself. He has to go into avdus. He has to change his makeup, that the chitzonios is overpowering on the pnimius, and the pnimius is locked in avdus. And that's what the avdus is for. Shetismarik achitzonios. He should break down his obsession with physicality. Hamastira es nekuda pnimius, that is hiding. His inner neshama, his inner core, his ratzon, to be close with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that really is the only part of his being that's a ben chorin, that is the antithesis of avdus. Freedom. The acher shemilishonos, shenishlemos, hamiruk, mis'or akoyach apnimi, and after you break down that netia, that interest, that drive, that connection that he has towards the physical world, that the fact that he's so subjugated to physicality, to materialism, to the chitzonius of this world, but through the avdus he breaks down those surfaces, those 6 surfaces, and ultimately his pnimius can blossom. His pnimius is no longer locked into this box, and his now his inner makeup, his inner drive, his neshama hatahora, his interest to go closer to the koach hasikli, to the non-physical aspects of this world, can now blossom and now make an impression on the rest of his being. That, says the Avnei Nezer, is the reason we have 6 years for the avdus. It breaks down a person's connection to the physical world and now unlocks that pnimius, that inner tahor drive that was locked in and subjugated to this in his avdus. Therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, something beautiful. Skip to the next paragraph. V'yesh lomer, d'hine yesh l'daktik shebetur shebechsav misyacheses yitzias evad ivri l'shana hashviyas k'moshet kasov u'bashviyas yitzias. We said before, the Torah shebechsav refers to that you're going free on the 7th year. U'betorah shebal peh misyacheses hayitzia l'sheish. But in Chazal, in the Gemara and Kiddushin, it says that you go out after 6 years. Halo dover, who asked the Avnei Nezer. Doesn't make sense. Listen to this, Rabbi Osai. He's going to explain based on the Maharal that we said, one of the first Parsha Shmuz this year. V'niral pi mashakos of a Maharal be'inyin malkus arboim shebetorah shebechsav. The Maharal tells us that the Torah says specifically, how many lashes do you get when the Torah records it in Parshas Kisetze? 40 Malkus. But in Torah Shebal Peh, it's not accurate. In Torah Shebal Peh, Chazal tell us that there's only 39 lashes. So why is it that there's this discrepancy? Why is it that Chazal distinguish and Chazal differ from the words of the Torah, this inaccuracy? So we've quoted in the past, the Maharal writes that the 40 days, that the 40 lashes that the Torah says arboim yakenu, is referring to the yitziras havlad, to the fact that Chazal tell us that the physical makeup of a fetus is formed within the first 40 days of creation. And the Maharal explains that the first 39 of the creation of the vlad is the physical chitzonius, the physical makeup of the body. And on the 40th day, what's created? The neshama tahora. So the Maharal explains, the Torah is 100% accurate. This person that is becoming a Rasha de Chamas, this person who's acting in an evil way and deserves lashes, the truth is, the way he set up his life, that he's so off track and his physical makeup is wrong, and now his neshama and tahora is hidden and is totally influenced by his physical body, that now he really deserves 40 lashes for every single part of creation. not only the 39 days of the physical aspects, but his neshama tahora is not apparent at all, has not been in existence, is not in this world of reality, is not around, that now it is a chelek of the chote. It is a part of parcel of the avarion, because it has no say. It's not driving, it's not leading, it's not playing any role in his existence. However, the Maharal says that's beforehand, a priori. That's when I look at this individual and I say his setup right now, the way he's leading his life, he really deserves 40 sets of Malkus for every day of creation, because those are the things that are contaminated. But once you give, and once you perform the 39 lashes that deal with the physical makeup of the body, with the aspects that were leading him in the wrong directions, that were suppressing and locking in the neshama tahora, says the Maharal, once you remove that and you fix that direction and that role that the physical makeup and the 39 avarim are leading in this person's life, suddenly the neshama grows and the neshama is in a different reality, and the neshama has the ability to blossom, and the neshama is no longer linked and joined with a negative influence. And therefore, Chazal said, in actuality and practicality, you only need 39 malchus, you don't need 40 lashes. A priori in this situation, before we actually give the malchus, the Torah is 100% accurate, arboim yakenu! This person's whole makeup is messed up. But to be honest, and once we break it down, and once we're, as the Avnei Nezer is saying, memarek es achitzonios, once we remove that suppression, once we remove that physical influence onto the neshama tahora in each and every one of us is actually not internally contaminated. It stays in its tahor way, but it doesn't, it's ineffective because it's suppressed and locked in by the chitzonios, by the physical world, by all of the negativity in this world. So says the Avnei Nezer, that same idea of the Maharal when it comes to 40 Malkus, that you have the same exact contradiction between Torah Shebichzav and Torah Shebaal Peh. 39 versus 40, says the Avnei Nezer, based on my explanation of what Sheish represents. Sheish represents the six sides and surfaces and dimensions of the physical makeup of a being, the physical interaction of the world, the chitzonios of reality. And inside, because I'm so led by my chitzonios, because that is what's leading my daily activities, that is how I lead my life. So unfortunately, my pneumius is so contaminated, my pneumius, my inner neshama tahora, is linked to a world of chitzonios, that my pneumius does not have the ability to lead, and it's shut out, it's flushed down, it's totally not in a world that's apparent. And therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, you have to break that chitzonios down. You have to work for 6 years, dimension by dimension, surface by surface. Break it down to unlock and unleash and break that cube, so you allow the neshama tahora to become a reality, the pneumius to actually sprout. So when the Torah Shebichzav is assessing this person's situation, this ganiv, as the Avnei Nezer explains in other places, look, what is this ganav? This ganav is a person that cheats at night, when he's all alone, when he's by himself, when he's not faced with the peer pressures and the people around him. And he's a cheat. And even when he's on his own, when he could be by himself, when he's not faced with peer pressure, he goes and he sneaks into people's houses. He's a ganav. His neshama, his etzem, His core is involved in the chit. Even when he's on his own, when he's by himself, his whole being, not only the six physical dimensions, not only with peer pressure and with the reality of the world, even his tar, dik and neshama, is partaking and is being mitzurav and is joining in the chit as this ganav late at night. Again, remember, Rabbi Yisai, this din of Eved Ivri is for a ganav. It's not for a gazlan. It's for a ganav. A guy who cheats and who tricks when no one sees, when he's only on his own, when he's just there with his Borei Olam. Even his Nefesh HaTahora right now is contaminated, is affected. And therefore the Torah says, whoa, this guy in his reality, he not only needs to break down his six dimensions of the chitzonios of the physical world, he has to reboot his neshama tahira. His neshama tahira is right now also involved in the chatoim, which is the worst thing. It's mamish, what is kadosh in this guy? He's got nothing. He's a gano. So therefore, when the Torah says, what needs to be broke down? What needs a tikkun? What needs fix? What needs replacement? So the Torah looks at the makeup of this person and he says, not only the 6 years, not only the six dimensions of physicality, not only the chitzonios, the surface of this being, the pnimius is infected as well. The pnimius is so influenced by the chitzonius, by the surface, by the dimensions of reality, I can't even find his neshama tahora right now. So the Torah responds to this person and says, how many years does he go out free? How much does he need for in order to fix himself? Bashvi'is yetze. He needs work. He needs a breakdown. He needs a reboot on all seven dimensions of his reality. Not only on the six. But Rabosai, once we take the Maharal's Yisod, once we say what the Maharal explains by the idea of Malkus, that it's not really 40. It's true right now the Neshama is being suppressed, is being influenced by the chitzonios and by your physical interest and hedonism and all that negative influence in the world. But once I remove that, once I clean out and I cleanse the filth and the chitzonios and I break down after 6 years, bashishi yetze. It really practically only means that he has to remove those six dimensions. Once those six dimensions are no longer influencing his pnimius and his core and his neshama tahora will want to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will not need any subjugation and will not need avdus. So it's true, a priori, prior to the punishment, prior to the avdus, we look at this package and we say, we need to fix seven dimensions on this package. But in reality, when we carry it out, after we go through the 6 years of breaking down and changing this person's focus and rebooting the physical, the way the physical interacts with the spiritual, the way the chitzonios interacts with the pnimius, in actuality and in reality, we will only need to focus on the 6 years, just like we will only need to focus on the 39 Malkus and not the 40th Malkus. This is what an Eved Ivri is. An Eved Ivri, Chazal tell us, the Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos, by Avram, who's called Avram HaIvri, because he was different. He was Ivri. He was Me'ever HaNahar. He was on the other side of the river. The world looked at him and said, there's something different about him. He walks to a different tomb. He walks in a different way. He's led and driven Me'ever. Avdus is really something that isn't shayach to our being. We're really an Ivri, we're different, we're me'aver, we beat to a different tune. We're driven by connecting to the Rabbanu Shalom. We are defined, my personality, my YU ID, my ID when they ask me, is my show, not my physicality. I show my penis. I'm me'aver, I don't have the same ID card as them on the outside. I'm an Avram HaIvri. Avdus really shouldn't apply because we're an Ivri, but unfortunately, this person is lost. This person is so involved in chitzonios and so mimicking the world around him that even his Ivri chelek, even what distinguishes him from the rest of the world, even his pnimius is so not apparent. It's not clear. It's not found. It's not around. His Ivri is ba'avdos. The fact that what distinguishes him is gone, is no longer around. He's an Eved Ivri. And therefore, he's no different. And he's just like a person that should have stayed in Mitzrayim. Had the Kodesh Baruch was telling us in the Medrash, the only reason I took you out of Mitzrayim and I took you out early is because to me makayim anoichi Hashem Elokecha, for you to connect to me as your God, for you to have this different aspect, this idea that you are a Jew, that's a pnim, that's made up, that their ID card, their identification is not the chitzonios, is the pnimios. If that's the case, if we now went out of Mitzrayim because we're going to be people that accept Anoichi Hashem Elokecha on our Sinai, and we're going to be defined by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, so then, as the Avnei Nezer says, someone who's pnimi is not subjugated, is not connected to Avdus. Avdus is something that's in the physical world. Like he says in another place, the first time we speak about an Eved with Eliezer, Shvu im Achamor. You should stay with the chamor, milashon chomrius, milashon materialism, milashon physical world. The physical world is what's in subjugation, what's governed by other adonim and masters. But a person who's spiritual, ein lecha ben chorin, elami, she'oisek b'toyra, someone who's connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom, is by definition a ben chorin. So you really are an eved even before I buy you. Ki sikna eved ivri. You're a person that really shouldn't have been taken out of Mitzrayim. You're a person that didn't deserve to be taken out of Mitzrayim because you're living your life as that homrius, as that person who's driven by physicality, by making more money, and that's the only thing that counts, and that will define the way I live my life, and I will go the nth degree, even if it involves Geneva, to feed that physical drive. So then you're a person who's still in Mitzrayim. You're not an Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You're Kisikna Eved Ivri. You're an ongoing Eved from Mitzrayim, says the Avnei Nezer. Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Ksubas, the Gemara in Gittin, all over Chazal talk about, whenever you have a Shibud, whenever I owe you money, there are certain things that halakhically uproot that Shibud. One of the examples is Hektish. If I'm Makdish an item, even though I owe that item to Mickey, Hektish mafkia midei shibud, the Gemara says. If I'm makdish into the Rabbeinu Shalom, that overplays the fact that I owe him, and therefore that uproots the fact that he now can collect from that item, because hektish is mafkia de shibud. That's the exact same thing the Avnei Nezer is saying over here. If you're a person that's going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to be makdish himself to the service of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's going to be involved in Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, then you're a ben chayr. Then chayrus makes sense. Then the luchos, charis ala luchos, the chayrus makes sense. But if you're not, if you're just living the same way you were in Mitzrayim, if you're just an amadom ala chamor, just involved in physicality, you're only focused on the chitzonius of the world, and your pnimius is so hidden and is so influenced by the chitzonius, so then you're continuously an evri. You're a kisikna evid ivri. Your ivri is an avdus. You're an evid ivri. Rabosai, that is the Yesod, and that is why immediately after Aseres HaDibros, we start the Parsha with Eved Ivri. Because Eved Ivri is a person that we many of us suffer from this reality. A person that allows the physical dimensions, the physical aspects, the physical drives, the Olam that's apparent in front of us, the Chitzonius, define our lives, and subjugate our neshama, our uniqueness, our aspects that makes us unique, and actually makes us the only free individual in this world. Your neshama, which is the sichli, which is the pnimius, which is the kadosh, the tahar, which is connected to Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, is really the only reason you're a free man. And it's only the only way you're going to experience freedom. But you, unfortunately, have gotten to the level of kisikna eved ivri. And now you have to break yourself down. You have to work on that attachment to physicality and chitzonios. And work for 6 years. And Amir Tzashem, then you won't even need the seventh year, because you'll see your neshama Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted you will blossom. And the fact that it's not suppressed anymore, it's not subjugated, and it will now come out. But you're living your life in the wrong direction. You're not no longer an Ivri. You're just like them, and your Ivri status is Ba'avdus. And you already are an Eved. You're connecting back to Yetzias, to the Avodim Mitzrayim. You never went out of the physical world of Chomrius, of Am Hadom Lachamor. I think if you take this idea of the Avnei Nezer, this idea of what Avdus represents, and it's not just a Sugya and Kiddushin, it's not talking about a guy who owes you money, it's talking about a Ganav who really is cheating his Neshama. A ganav who's really cheating his purpose. A ganav who's really living his life and suppressing what makes him unique and what makes him have a different picture on his ID card than any other human being on this planet. You're a ganav. You're an eved. You're a chomer. You're a physical. You're a chitzonius. I think that answers, that's the idea, the Beis Yisrael answer to this question. The Emirim Emes answered this question in the Beis Yisrael. Remember that conversation we started off this year? The Beis Yisrael asked the Emirim Emes, I don't understand the whole first parsha of Parshas Mishpatim. He sikna Eved Ivri and he wants to stay and he gets pierced his ear and Chazal tells us, the Gemara and Kiddushin tells us, because he didn't listen. He didn't hear Lo Signov. He, on Amayim Sinai it said Lo Signov and he didn't listen. And we asked the question, the Beis Yisrael asked, but anyone who knows what the Aseres HaDibros are about, Rashi tells us, the Gemara tells us, it's not talking about Gnevas Mammon, which is presented to this Eved Ivri, which is apparent in the story of Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is talking about a person who is sold into slavery because he doesn't have the ability to pay back the Mammon that he stole. Not, he didn't kidnap. He's not Chayav Misa. What's going on over here? This is not correct. So the Beis Yisrael said, it is correct. The Beis Yisrael said, the Begoinev Nefashos Hakosav Medaber. Goinev Nefashos Hakosav Medaber. Rabosai, according to the Yisod that we just presented of the Avni Nezer, I think it makes beautiful sense. You're right. You're not physically kidnapping, but you are violating Aseres HaDibros. Because you're being Goinev Nefashos. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam put you on this world, the Gemara Nidan, Daf Lamed of Beis says, and gave you a Shvuah, and told you to lead your life, to make sure that all the Ivarim and the physical parts of your body should be driven and should be led by your Nefesh, by your Neshama Tehira. That should be in the driver's seat. That should be your navigation, that should be your ways, that should be your Google Maps. But unfortunately, you've led your life as a chitzonius, as a gashmi, as a person who sold his difference and the fact that he's unique, that he's an ivri, into avdus. And really what you violated, begoinev nefashos akosav medaber. You really are stealing your neshama. You're stealing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted you and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you unique. So yes, you are not listening to the details and to the depths of the Luchos Abris, and it's specifically Lo Signov that speaks about Gonev Nefashos. You're stealing your existence by leading your life as a Ganov, and by not getting the point and breaking yourself down after 6 years to reboot yourself, to press refresh, to now give the opportunity for your Nefesh and your Neshama to now lead your Guf and your Chitonius. This person that doesn't get the message after 6 years of breaking down his physical reality, person that doesn't get the message of breaking down his 39 malchus, and still his neshama is lacking, and still his neshama is not being given the ability to now regrow without being suppressed after the breakdown of chitzonios, and he wants to stay in slavery, pierce his ear. Pierce his ear who didn't hear the message of goniv nefashos akasav medaber, of kidnapping. You might not be a kidnapper on NBC News that we're putting wanted signs all over on the telephone poles, but you are wanted. In the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're wanted because you're cheating yourself. You're cheating your own existence. You're cheating your own reality, and you're kidnapping yourself. So now, we have to pierce his ear. Begoinev hafnefashos hakosav medaber. Shabbat.
Chevra, brand new sugya.